You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron. There when it matters.
Yesterday, Pioneer and Zeta share price spiked on rumours that Pepsi was swirling and circling around. Some might say the vultures on a very plump little roast that is undervalued because of years of mismanagement, thanks to Jay-Z and the rest of his crew. Well, a story broke on Bloomies, and somehow some of the details had clearly been leaked as today the announcement was made official. PepsiCo has tabled an offer to shareholders to acquire all of the outstanding shares in Pioneer for 110 Rand per share in cash, all of it, $1.7 billion worth. It's a 56% premium to the 30-day VWAP, and looks like a pretty good deal for Pepsi. Anthony Clark of Small Talk Daily Research joins us now. And welcome. You've covered Pioneer for a long time, since its over-the-counter trading days. And in fact, you were at BJM, which listed Pioneer. Did this deal come as a bit of a surprise to you?
Yeah, good evening, Michael. What a day for food. We've had the Pioneer Pepsi deal, as you just mentioned, and now the Competition Commission has just approved a Clover transaction. So it's a food manna from heaven Friday. On the Pioneer Pepsi transaction, I think anyone who follows my Twitter account, Small Talk Daily, I've been whispering for a number of weeks there has been rumors swirling around Stellenbosch and Paul, but something was going on regarding that company. And as you correctly said, yesterday on Bloomberg, there was a story alleging that Pepsi was coming in. And lo and behold, after an 8% run yesterday, the share prices today have a rocket as Pepsi confirms its $1.7 billion deal at 110 grand share. Yes, a healthy premium, but given where Pioneer was a few years ago at 230 rand, it's a fair price, and as your previous guest said, just shows how beaten down assets are in this country, allowing foreign interlopers to come in and spend their 30 pieces of American silver to swoop up the country's second biggest food company.
Now, it's a big loss for investors, as our investable universe does seem to be dwindling and diminishing all the time. Clover is another one that you just mentioned. What did Zeta pay for its stake all those years ago in Pioneer?
Well, this is something that you need to have a bit of history on. When Zeta bought that stake in a company called AgriFutsal, which was unbundled from Carb Agri in December 2013, they tabled an offer of 99 Rand a share, which allowed them to buy roughly 56 million Pioneer shares. AgriFutsal was basically an investment holding vehicle, a legacy of the old cooperative agricultural days. 5 years later, they on-sold that stake to PepsiCo at 110 Rand. You add in a bit of dividends in the last 5 years, and quite frankly, you know, I don't think it's a particularly great investment return for Zeta Investments, given the stock was trading at 230 Rand a few years ago, and Pioneer, in my mind, is going into 2020-2021 in recovery mode. But you know what? As I said earlier, given the markets have been beaten down and someone offers you 56% above the ruling market price, you're going to take your money and run. Yeah. And many people have simply done that.
Take the cash. What do you expect them to do? A special divvy for shareholders and maybe go on a bit of an acquisition spree themselves?
Yes. You know, at the end of the day, if you take the cash inside Capespan back to Zeta, Zeta now has 5 billion Rand in cash once they pay off the debt. You know, it's the AGM of Zeta, and many of the PSG companies are weak today. And I wouldn't be surprised if a nice, healthy special dividend comes Zeta shareholders' way, leaving just a rump of agricultural assets, which perhaps don't look that exciting longer term, unless you really understand what these agricultural assets are. But having covered Pioneer Foods now for the best part of nearly 15 years, it's very sad that the country's second biggest food company is vanishing from our shores, being swallowed up by a drinks and snacks business. And I think longer term, perhaps we will rue the day that a nice company gets taken away. And at the end of the day, what does Pepsi get? They want soft drinks. They want perhaps the cereals business, maybe the dry fruit business. And I see the staples arm of Pioneer Foods, which is Saskill bread and White Star Mealy Meal, amongst others, perhaps being parceled off, sold in due course, which perhaps creates opportunity for domestic food companies to pick up some staples brands should Pepsi decide to exit those in the years to come.
Now, they also need milled maize to make some of their snacks, according to Sid Vianello, who was on Twitter early on, also wading into the deal. The last question I have for you, Ant, as we approach the end of our time, is whether or not we can expect any specific conditions to be attached to the this transaction. We know the competition authorities, as you just mentioned, have finally given the go-ahead, subject to a whole raft of conditions, to the Clover buyout. Do you see a similarly tough time at the competition authorities for Pepsi to get this through?
Potentially, yes. Listen, we all know this country doesn't like losing jobs. And I think if it's like the Clover transaction, they'll probably put the usual conditions regarding no job losses and local procurement. But the thing one needs is food security. You know, will the political parties who are a little bit communist in this country perhaps not be too kindly to a large food company falling into American hands? Yes, it's a great boost to the economy with all this American dollars coming in. But at the end of the day, we are losing a national champion in food security after a 100-year tenure. Perhaps that isn't such a good thing, but only time will tell.
Well, that's a wrap for this week. Only time will tell. Anthony Clark of Small Talk Daily, thank you very much for your insights. And thanks to producer Andres Mashlangu, sound engineers... Mutabu's not in tonight. Yeah, Odie Bukashi and Mwanda Lorbe down in Cape Town. Rod Miller will ease you into the weekend in Cape Town. We've got Carolyn Stain, who's sidling up for a double bill of winding down. Thanks for tuning in to the Classic Business Show, which was brought to you by Altron, technology partners in your digital transformation journey. For more information, visit them at altron.com. Altron, there when it matters.